CliffCentral.com.
Listen, we completely forgot to refer to this, but a couple of days ago, there was an online column that revealed some other kind of insights into Helen Zille's personal hygiene.
Oh, yes.
Which she then came back from and started to attack them. Times Live, to be exact, and one of their journalists for a report that they revealed last week, where apparently it has been revealed that she only showers briefly every third day or so, and that she regards oily hair in a drought to be as much of a status symbol as a dusty car.
Y'all.
So then in fighting back, she said, well, as for my husband and I, we try to use little water, that I sometimes get worried about the hygiene and aesthetic consequences. I shower briefly, once every 3 days, and for the rest, wash in the hand basin.
Oh my god, she does a Portuguese shower?
I used to wash my hair every day, but now only when I shower.
Oh.
With visibly negative consequences. However, I regard oily hair in a drought to be as much of a status symbol as a dusty car. These are all her words.
She lives next to a river.
What are you saying?
She can have a bit of a dip in there, can't she? Hey, good for you, Helen. I think that's revolting. I don't think that's a... I know what she's trying to do here.
Remember there was that whole story about the Western Cape Public Works MEC, Donald Grant, revealing that taxpayers had apparently paid that 90,000 rand for whatever contraption that she's apparently using. So this came straight after that story. Mm. Where she's now trying to say, no, but my water consumption is...
But look at my oily hair!
My water consumption is actually very little.
Look how oily my hair. Feel it. Yeah, touch my hair.
I don't want to touch hair.
Touch my hair. No, Helen, I don't want to... Touch my goddamn hair. Feel how oily it is.
No.
Excuse me, everyone. I need to take a number two, but I'll only flush tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
And I know she's trying to seem like she's down with the people and she's making a change.
Go and have a shower.
No, honey. Yes.
Have a shower.
I can't look at you the same way now.
3 days, guys. 3 days. In this heat. In this heat.
Go wash yourself.
What? So, Monday, Wednesday.
All right. So, if you met Helen today... And she
it might be her.
She might have only showered on Tuesday night.
And she says she's only in there for like the minimum amount of time. Just quick in and out.
So what would you... Okay, if you've got limited time as a woman, Mubs, which areas?
Ooh.
Which areas?
The no-no area, as Sia likes to call them.
The swimsuit area.
Your armpits.
Armpits are very important because you schwitz the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Armpits... Swimsuit area.
Mm.
And we have to do the face, guys.
You know, there's a lot.
Ooh, if you have more rolls than spa and you have to like lift and scrub.
There is there is a lot of funk that accumulates underneath our breasts as women. Now imagine if you have big breasts and then if you're a woman of a certain age, they also start to droop, right? So they hang. So that fold.
I'm about to do the lift.
That fold.
Don't talk about Helen like that.
Like a lot of stuff gets stuck in there and it accumulates in there.
Yeah, no different to a man's ball sack.
It's
not a bit too precious here.
Jesus.
Everyone's middle area is like the Bermuda Triangle of uncomfortable conversations and things.
The Bermuda Triangle.
I just have so many visuals in my head right now.
Yeah, well, Joburg's a sexy place nowadays.
Tell you what, we don't have to lower our living standards.
Oh.
You know, how uncivilized for people in Cape Town who think that they're so cosmopolitan. They do. You meet Cape Townians like, we've got this wonderful city. It's very, you know, continental. It's very exciting. We've got wonderful restaurants. We've got great social, you know, scenes. And we've got all these exciting architectural plans, art galleries. And we've got First Thursdays, and we have the beauty of the mountain and the sea, and it's all just magic.
So
and
all Cape Townians speak like
no,
this.
Well, I'm just doing
that. I like that, though.
And then, and meanwhile, they're doing a back crack and sack wash every third day. It's revolting. I mean, this is a way. This is how animals live. What is this?
Should, like, us Joburgers should open our own art gallery, and it's just bars. It's like
the, we should open an art gallery where you just turn on a tap and you just leave it.
Just bars and a running tap.
Cape Townians off. In fact, I'm going to put a YouTube live stream up this afternoon. I'm just going to put a GoPro on the wall in the bathroom and just leave the tap running.
Oh, dear.
I'm just going to leave it running and say to them, look at that. Isn't that a beautiful installation?
Well, there's no point being irresponsible about water usage, Gareth. That's sending out the wrong message.
Yeah. This is worth it, Ben. It's art.
Oh.
Like, the hipsters must be loving this, though.
It's odd.
To only shower every 3 days.
All those stinky hipsters of truth coffee.
Oh, that smell. It's like a musty kind of
beard smell.
Oh, and that's the worst, because hipsters have to have beards. It's their religion.
So, as if, you know, like the old clothes that they buy don't smell enough.
Oh, and there's other hipsters, women who don't shave their legs.
Oh, you see what I mean? Ooh.
So, Roman says, I've been trying to eat breakfast for the last 15 minutes with all those toilet sounds.
and Helen's oil of DA on her face.
Oil of DA. CliffCentral.com